It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
From like Bosnia or something.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, on the show where you can find help and hope. And as always, my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic.
Or psycho like Peter says.
Yeah, Peter says psycho. Lynn Thorling.
Hi.
Hey, what's happening?
Not too much. It's cold outside, baby. It's cold outside.
Your mother told you you were a great singer, didn't she?
Yes.
She was so right. She was so right. I'm very excited. So we're live on Facebook right now, and we'll be again on Saturday. But actually, this show is being pre-recorded because I leave Wednesday for New York City.
Yay!
Can't wait. Get to have time with my family and
get to have some bread, hot dogs.
Oh my god! I can smell pizza. The chestnuts and oh my goodness, and bagels. And rocks. It's gonna be a good thing. And we have our most fabulous producer on the board today, Vaughn.
Hey, how you doing today, ladies?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Thanks for helping us today. We appreciate it.
Of course. Any day.
Thank you. And we have two special guests on the show. We have Jane Morsweat from Women with Purpose. We're friends for a long time. We were on the show probably like a year or more than that.
Probably longer than
so
that.
So I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
I'm really glad you're back. We've
Thanks
known each
for
other
inviting
for a long
me.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, somebody the other day picked up Good Night and God Bless, and on the back you had wrote a little thing on the back of my book, and they go, oh, you've known each other for a long time. I said, yeah, we have. Time flies, that's for sure.
Right.
And Christine Hammacher. We've worked together before, and we're going to talk about your whole new library and everything that you're doing for caregivers. That really makes me very excited. We talked about this stuff years ago.
We did, and I'm just really happy to be somewhere where it's all coming to the surface and it's available to the public.
You know what? It's so cool. You know, when we all like started on this journey, people weren't even talking about what they talk about now. Now it's on television. It's everywhere, and it just makes things so much. You know, and that's what I love about the show. There's so much more caregivers I can reach.
Caregivers are even being spotlighted on, you know, programs, television programs,
yeah,
sitcoms, things like that, which is really nice to see too.
Yeah, and you know what? And we're educating our youth too, because our youth are going to be the ones that are taking care of us.
Well, and so many of us have been taking care of our parents.
Right.
So we're automatically caregivers.
Yeah, and we have that, like, sandwich generation. And you know, as Rosalind Carter said years ago, you either are a caregiver, you have been a caregiver, you will be a caregiver, somebody's going to be taking care of you.
So
I'm glad that we're able to talk about that. So I want to say hello to our newest listeners. We have Frankie in New Jersey, who is my vet friend.
Oh, yes.
Which is very cool.
Hi, Frankie.
Hi, Frankie. And we have Deirdre on Long Island.
Oh.
So welcome, Deirdre. And we have Jack and Largo. So welcome. You know, we always say there's room on the show from everybody. No, not Jack.
Oh, no, he's in heaven.
Yes, he's in heaven. That's her husband.
No.
So, but I bet you he's listening because, you know, he will always want to know everything that was going on anyway. I'm sure he's commenting on whatever we're doing.
I'm sure he's commenting.
I'm sure he's commenting, that's for sure. So I've told you guys the past couple of weeks about my cousin and something he is, I don't know, whatever, Pete Camp, and he has a song, You and the Christmas Tree. And last week, the week before we played the whole show, last week we only got to play a little bit, and people were like, what's the name? Where do I get it? So we're going to play this song right now, and then we'll talk a little bit after that.
Lights out. Christmas tree. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know I don't need to worry, 'cause I know I've been good, but I'd still like some cold like the firewood. So stand up, please hurry, and back up your sleigh. Don't you forget to bring my baby my way. And the snow. And I know, oh, that if you ever need me, know that I'll be sitting by the fireplace late at night, knowing that together it'll all be alright. And I'll be piling up the blankets on our favorite chair, counting down the seconds till you make it here. That just about sums it up for me. I just need you and the Christmas tree.
Wow. Don't you love that song?
I do. That's
it's
great.
Like, you know, we need nice some one. New it's Christmas songs.
It's catchy.
Yeah, and when I interviewed Pete a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, so what made you write a Christmas song? And he's like, isn't the Christmas the best time of the year? Yeah, it is. So thank you, Pete. You can get it on, it's Me and the Christmas Tree. And
you
get it
and the Christmas
you
Tree.
You and the Christmas Tree, darn. You and the Christmas Tree, Pete Camp. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, those places where you kids know you get all that music, and just like get it for your parents, because I have it on my Alexa now, so when I'm laying in bed in the morning, I don't want to get out of the bed, I'm like, so Alexa, play You in the Christmas Tree, and then I gotta jump out of the bed and do my Christmas
dance. Then you're up, so up and at them.
So it's all good. So before we speak with Jane, I just want to say one thing. You know, every week we're always talking about accepting help, getting help, whatever, and I get this email from a woman this morning, and she says to me, I don't know you, but thanks for all your help. And I'm like, what? Well, she said, I don't listen to your show, but one of my neighbors listens to your show, and one of my other neighbors used to come to one of your support groups. She said, and the other day they came over, and they gave me this gift, and then it was all these gift certificates from different neighbors. So one was to pick up your prescription. Another one was to walk your dogs. Another one was to bring dinner over. Another one was to play cards with your loved one. Take your loved one for a walk, because her husband likes to walk a lot, and she's like, I could be walking 24 hours a day. So just come over and take a walk with your husband, or go for a drive. He likes to go for a drive, too. And then another one said, I'm just going to come over, and he has a gift certificate for you, go get a manicure.
Nice.
So, you know, it's that time of the year. How thoughtful and how easy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we talk about this all the time. Your friends and your neighbors want to help you, and if you keep saying no, and sometimes I just think the caregiver, because they're in that tiz, they can't even think of what you could help me with. So you people that are listening out there, thank you for what you're doing, and continue to do that, because it's all good. So, Jane, let's talk
Linda.
A little bit.
Okay.
Let's talk about Women with Purpose and how it started and your whole mission.
Well, yeah. It started now about 10 years ago, and I quit my job to start it because I was working with an oncology office, absolutely loved it, started support groups, started caregiver groups even, and one of the things that we did for our patients was a patient appreciation picnic, which was absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
And then we were taken over. And the last 5
everything
years...
Everything
changes, yes. And when we had this new company come in, they were like, well, you'll just run the foundation the way you've been running it.
Sort of.
You know. But it was like getting your hand slapped every time you did something, and I'm a bit of a rebel. And so,
yeah. And I don't like my hand slapped.
Well, and it was, you know, the money that we had raised. So, one of those things where you apologize later.
Yes.
But then it got to the point where, I'll never forget the last family. It was a family where the wife was the patient with an unknown primary, sicker than a dog from all the chemo and the radiation. They had 4 children. And so their rent was like $1,800, which is a pretty healthy rent.
Yeah.
And we were able to keep them in their home. But then it was like, okay, no more. And I was gaining weight. My eye was twitching.
Oh, yeah. I've had those twitching eye days. I know them.
My blood pressure was going through the roof. And even worse, it was like when I loved my job and I loved getting up in the morning and going to work, and now I hated it.
Yeah, it's not good.
So I finally quit.
Well, you came to a revelation like in the middle of the night, right?
Yeah, like at 3 o'clock in the morning one morning, I thought, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to start my own foundation.
Yeah.
And so we did. I had a handful of women that were still with me and very supportive. And we've been going like crazy ever since. We've been raising money for cancer families, men and women, because it's really the whole family that's affected.
Right.
You all know that. And so what we have been doing, it's the same mission as what it was before, helping cancer families with non-medical financial assistance. Right. However, what we do is we don't cut them off. We will eventually because you have to, because right. we're just a small grassroots organization.
Right.
Constantly putting on events, begging for money, the whole bit. And so the money only goes so far.
Right.
But I think we do a pretty darn good job.
You do a great job. Because people do not understand. So you're going through chemo, you're going through radiation, you're going through whatever you're going through. And now I get a notice that they're going to shut my electric off.
Yeah.
How can you even breathe after that?
Mm-hmm. Well, the anxieties is... You know, we...
And it's worse, everybody it's so bad for the disease.
Everybody has a story.
Right.
And so my story, I can relate to that. Because when I moved back to the United States, my husband had died, and we didn't have anything.
Right.
We had to start over. I had 3 kids. So we started over, and it's like for our clients, our patients... I know what it's like to worry about paying rent. I know what it's like about, you know, getting food on the table. I know what it's like, you know, just paying bills and getting your kids off to where they need to go. And my group of women are fabulous.
Yes, they are.
You too.
They're dedicated. They care. We have a lot of resources in Pinellas County. Thank you, God.
Yes. And I am just... so grateful that I did decide to settle in Florida, if you will, and in this area for sure, and have been absolutely amazed at the generosity of people in this, in Pinellas County in particular.
It's a great community.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get my foot in the door in Hillsborough because...
You listening, guys out there?
I'm just a girl that can't say
no. Exactly.
So when I get Hillsborough County patients, it's like, you know, I have to help them. But right. My donors are primarily Pinellas County. So we need those donors out of Hillsboro.
And just a little tiny bit, because, you know, like, we were at a networking meeting together the other day, and you said, like, I need toilet paper.
Well, we have, yeah.
If you're not Scott, though.
Oh, stop. We get in this whole Scott argument.
It's Charmin, baby, Charmin.
No, I'm Scott, but whatever.
Northern.
Northern. No, it's, you know, if you're on food stamps, those are one of the things you can't buy.
Right.
You can't buy paper products.
Right, or sanitary products. Or,
I didn't know that.
Or shampoo.
Right. And then a friend of mine just told me this recently, which I think is shocking, is that a lot of young girls and young women that are still getting their periods, they will not go to school or they may not go to work because they can't afford the pads, the tampons.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
Yes. Somebody just told me about, this was a couple of months ago, somebody, one of my neighbors, her daughter's on Facebook, you know how we hook up or whatever, and she, it's, I don't know, it's Bosnia, it's some foreign country.
Right.
It's the same deal.
Yeah.
These girls could finally get an education. And they couldn't go to school when they had their period because they didn't have anything. So she's doing this whole pad thing. And you see, and she sends photos of these girls with, like, holding 10 pads in their hands. And they're, like, so happy.
Well, we have partnered with Our Savior Lutheran Church on East Bay with a food pantry. So that's kind of where, not all of our energy, of course, but some of our energy is going directly to that, to get these items. And we had sort of a soft opening the 1st of December, and all of the personal hygiene items are gone.
Yeah.
You know, so we need to refill those. Yeah, need to
refill those. And it's so simple, you know. I'm going to ask you in a minute where people can contact you and find you, but it's a little thing if you can send $10. $10. It makes a big difference. If you can make a commitment to send $10 a month, you know, just think about it. Don't get a Starbucks, or don't do something, you know, don't do something different, or don't get that extra shirt when you go to the store or whatever.
Well, and all of my ladies, and then I do a ton of networking, and a lot of my networking friends will give me either gas cards or food cards. Those are huge, especially those gas cards.
Yeah.
Because I have
How do you get to the doctor?
Exactly. I have a ton of people that go to Moffitt, and that's...
Yeah, I just started going there with my husband. It's a hike.
It's a hike. That's right. Yep. It's a hike.
It's a hike. So there's many ways you can help, because a lot of people say, oh, I don't have any time to volunteer. Yeah, we get that.
Yeah.
But probably you don't have time to volunteer because probably you have a good job and you're making a few bucks. So why don't you throw a few bucks this way? So how can people find you and how can they donate?
Or pick up a gas card.
Right.
Mail it to me.
Right.
Yell, I'll come and get it.
Yeah. Or a case of toilet paper or whatever.
Maybe not a piece.
No, a case, I said.
Okay. I thought you said a piece.
No. So where can people find you?
Well, you can go to our website, which is www.womenwithpurposefl.
.com?
.org.
.org. Okay.
.org. And we have Facebook. I have my own Facebook, which is more Women with Purpose than it is anything else. So it's almost like having two Facebooks.
Well, I got the same thing.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to differentiate.
It's one life.
Yeah. Because you do it 24/7.
I'm going to grab it anywhere I can get it. I'm going to get out there anywhere I can.
24/7. So, and my phone number is, well, I don't know if I want to give that.
Well, it's okay. They can go to the website.
But yeah, you know what? Website.
Guys listening out there, you know, we talk a lot on this show about caregivers for people with Alzheimer's and dementia and a lot of senior care. And we have special shows where we talk about kids with autism and different things. And the cancer thing, people a lot of times think, oh, the Cancer Society, they make so much money and all those people have all that money out there. They don't. They're not covering these basic things that they need. And it's very simple for you to do something. And I hope during the holidays that people open up their pockets, because it just takes a minute. You know, it just takes a minute. Like I said, one less Starbucks or one less going for a pizza or whatever could really make a difference in someone else's life. So, and if we all help just a little bit, you know, that gets huge.
We have PayPal, so you can donate directly through PayPal as well.
Yeah, and that's so simple.
Yeah, everybody it's can very do simple. That.
All right, guys, so we're going to get ready to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If we don't hear from our partners, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. Connecting Caregivers Radio, we'll be right back.
The first shot came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So call today, 1-800-585-7413. 1-800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 1-800-585-7413, promo code Linda. Don't delay, call today.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
I see trees of green.
Red roses too.
I see them blue.
For me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Hey! I'm talking. I'm always talking.
You're talking. Don't talk back.
Don't talk back. All right, caregivers, you know what I always say? Let somebody help you. Let somebody help you. It's an important time of the year. It's always important to get some help. We're going to talk to Christine right now. Christine Hammacher. We've known each other for a long time. We used to work at a home health care company together. That's how we first met.
Yes, it is.
And a bunch of things. And now you have this new caregiver learning center.
Yes.
And are caregivers needing to learn a lot? You know my book, Connecting yes. Caregivers, Answers to the Questions You Didn't Know You Needed to Ask. We don't know what to ask. We don't know where to go for resources. So tell me a little bit about the center.
Well, Home Care Now decided to invest in and start this Caregiver Learning Center for multiple reasons. Having been in the home care field now for about 6-7 years and being a caregiver myself, one of those sandwich generation right. gals, I have seen over and over how caregivers either don't acknowledge that they're a caregiver, that this is actually a job that they're doing.
No, I'm just the faithful spouse, the good daughter.
Yes.
Right.
Or, and so they don't think about the skills, the information that they need in order to do that job safely for themselves and their loved one. And then, of course, you know, I'm a big advocate for fall prevention. And so yep. we see all the time that injuries and falls take place in between the time that somebody might have additional professional care available to them.
And what happens when the person you're caring for goes down and you go down with them?
Exactly. Or the person the caregiver goes down.
Right.
And then the person's left who's bedbound or unable to help themselves.
Right.
Now what's going to happen when that person, when the caregiver goes to
right.
the hospital? So I'm fortunate to work with a wonderful team at Home Care Now. Denise Seaman is the owner. She and I worked very closely on fall prevention even when I was with other companies, and I respect her so much for that. She's a caregiver herself. Her husband has muscular dystrophy. And she wanted to start a company that actually was the kind she'd want in her own home. So, you know, it's very much a patient-focused endeavor, and she's hired staff, our director of clinical services, John Tricala, who have just a wealth of experience. And so what they did is, you know, we put our heads together and decided that one of the ways that we can serve the public, to serve the gap, is to open a caregiver learning center with a skills lab.
It's huge.
And with multiple speakers coming in on different topics that is free to the public. And
right.
so we're just so excited that we had our open house in November, and we have started. We've already started classes, and we've had people come in. The response is wonderful. The thing that I need caregivers to know is that this is available to you, whether you come to attend a class setting or if you need one-on-one, because you never know as a caregiver when you're going to need more information.
And you don't know. And
right.
you just don't know. One day somebody goes, oh, can you use a Hoyer lift? And they go, what is a Hoyer lift?
Exactly. So, you know, when folks are thrust into that position of having to care for either a child or a parent or a spouse or another loved one in their family, it really is something that happens almost immediate out of a crisis. So now their loved one might be coming home from the hospital from an ER visit or coming home from the rehab. Now how are they going to manage their care, because maybe they're not as mobile as they used to be
right.
or they have other needs, and they're not thinking so much about how to stay safe themselves as a caregiver. You're thinking about your loved one.
Exactly.
And so as you're helping them, if you don't have some instruction, some education behind you, you are very likely to hurt yourself or your loved one, even when your intentions are the very
and
best.
And just how much better when you know.
Yes.
Because it's better for you, because you
Absolutely.
Have all this anxiety. Am I going to drop mom? Am I doing the right thing? You know,
right.
Because you don't know.
You don't.
I had my mom, who had Alzheimer's, for 8 years. And one time, she had... I don't know if she had fallen out of bed or if she had tried
Rolled
to get out
of, bed or,
out of
right.
bed or what, but it was like she was on her side, and it was so difficult to get her turned around and
not hurt her,
not hurt yourself,
or hurt myself and get her up. So I think this is fabulous. This is going to be a great thing for the community.
Well, it's going to help save people, not only you know, their own physical health and well-being. It's going to help them with their socialization, their mental health, and then also financially too. So we want people to have all the right information, and thankfully they have a radio show like this they can call into. They have books like yours they can go to. There are a lot of things that people can do on their own, but the thing about caregivers, and I know because I'm one of them, we don't make time for that. We're too busy helping other people.
Right.
So if you actually put yourself in an environment to be around other people who are doing the same thing, or with professionals who really have the skills to teach you, you actually absorb more, you retain it, and you put it to use quicker. And that's what our hope is. We have a wide variety of topics that we're trying to cover. We have a licensed clinical mental counselor coming in to offer some of her insight on mental well-being, caregiver health awareness, emotional aspects of caregiving, which you know is huge for both members. How it
affects both people.
That's it. It affects the family relationship.
If I can tell a quick story here, this was years ago, and a woman was coming to a journaling workshop I was doing. Mm-hmm. She was taking care of her dad. Her mom passed away. She came down. Now she's taking care of her dad, who had some dementia, and mom never even told her. And so she's frazzled when she first comes. And then she starts coming to the support groups and blah, blah, blah. So her sister comes to visit, and her sister goes, "You look wonderful. What have you been doing?" You know, because she was a mess the last time. And she said, "Well, I've been going to these support groups," and her dad's sitting in the wheelchair, and he goes, "Good for you." And so they talk a little further, and she goes, "I've made a decision that every day I'm going to go out and I'm going to take a walk for 20 minutes. Just one time a day, I'm going to take a walk for 20 minutes. I don't care if it's raining, and thank God in Florida, the weather's usually pretty good, you know." And and the dad goes, "Well, isn't that nice for you?" And so the sister says, "You know, Dad, I just came here to have a nice conversation with my sister. If you're going to be so negative, we're going to go in the other room. Go ahead, go." So they go in the other room, but he keeps listening. Mm-hmm. And she keeps talking about it, and I'm getting support now, and I've met other people and everything. And he's finally like, "Good for you, good for you." And he's like, "It's nice somebody can get some help," he yells. And they go back in the other room, and they're like, "Dad, you know, we want to help you in any way we can. And he used to write years ago. Do you think maybe you would like to journal or something?" So they just give him a black and white notebook, and they find out later on in the day if they see him writing. And then, like, the next day they see him writing. This goes on for a couple of days. And then he takes the book and he goes, here, you want to see how I feel?" And they open it up, and it's like, "I am so sad and sorry that people have to take care of me every day. I am so sad and sorry that I can't walk. I am so sorry, blah, 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 blah." And so the daughters sit down with him. They go through each item, and they go, "Dad, oh, I'm so sorry I'm a burden to you." And they were like, "Dad, you're not a burden to us. You had, like, three jobs when we were kids and everything." And they went through the whole conversation with him. So she calls me, and she goes, "My dad wants to know if he can come to the journaling workshop." I go, "Yay, Dad!" And she puts him in his wheelchair. His name was Joe, and he brought me the best Italian meatballs I ever had in my life. And he tells his story. And then he goes, "Do you want to hear my journal now?" And he opens it up, and he said, "I'm grateful that I have daughters that take care of me. I'm grateful when my daughter goes for work, I go with her now." So how, because many times, I'm sorry to say, the caregiver is thinking, "Oh, this is all just, I'm the one having all these issues, these emotional issues." Well, they just think of their loved one having the physical issues.
Right. Yeah, it's hard because it takes an emotional toll and a mental toll on both members to be in this different kind of relationship that kind of changes the, you know, power balance between child.
You're telling me what to do.
Parent.
I changed your diapers.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but exactly. what it comes down to is exactly, you know, the example you gave is listening to both sides. And I think that's part of what will come out of these caregiver learning classes is that this isn't just supporting the caregiver. This is supporting the entire family unit.
Right.
So it's offering, whether it's, you know, legal information, stuff about how to get resources, maybe Women with Purpose can help.
Yeah, we're so blessed to be in this community that we're in.
We are, and there are a lot of local. I wanted to say this when you were speaking, Jane. I love to support local businesses, and I love even
more to
support local charities. Yes. I think that is so important, and at this time of year, we hear from a lot of big national, global groups, and we have our own hometown foundations and nonprofits that are doing some excellent work. I work with a lot of them that work with seniors.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is the kind of information we want to bring forward. So if you do come to the Caregiver Learning Center or you come for a one-on-one consultation or anything at all, you're going to have those resources of people that we have, you know, they're tried and true, tested through us, vetted through us. I've used them with my own mother. We've used them with our clients.
Right.
You know, we want people who are going to educate and empower our caregivers to take care of themselves and their loved ones in a way that's respectful and brings dignity to their relationship and just brings
just
joy.
And caregivers need these resources. So, you know, I work part-time as a corporate trainer, so I went and did a couple of corporate trainings at Raytheon, and one was about senior living choices. Mm-hmm. Another one was about the documents that you need to have in mm-hmm. order. Well, the third time I went to speak there, I went to speak about mindful meditation. And people come into the class and they go, we don't care about mindful meditation. We just came here because you're here, Linda. Do you know an elder care attorney? Can you tell me what's the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia? And I said to the people at Honeywell, look, Raytheon, your people are starving mm-hmm. for this information.
For information.
Because you don't know it. You don't know it. I knew nothing when I took care of my mother. I ran around this little tornado going, I can do it, and making up stuff and standing on my head.
Yeah,
and
you go by the seat of your pants. I would like to say one thing about, I totally give where you live. If you want to find out exactly how much of your money goes to the actual mission, put in on the website, put in the charity, and then their 990s. Pull up the 990s, go through it, and you'll see exactly how much money any organization is making, especially the CEO and the CFOs. I bet a lot of you will be shocked.
Yeah.
So right now, I'll just tell you, Women with Purpose, none of us make any money. We're, it strictly all
from
goes
heart.
Back into our community.
Right. And that's so important because there are all these huge organizations that, and every place has a place.
Right.
And everyone does do good. Some do better than others.
Right.
Some are more cognizant of what's going on. But the people know about the big walks. The mm-hmm. big kind of things. And they don't know about what's going on in their own town or what's going on. So find out what's going on in your own town. Because you know what? God forbid someday if I get cancer and I need some help, I know I can call you up and mm-hmm. you're going to help me. Am I going to go to one of those big places? I'll be lucky if I can even talk to anybody.
No.
Yeah, no, everybody always says it's who you know. Well, we know a lot of people, Linda, you and I
huge
both,
amount
Jane,
of people, yeah.
in this Tampa Bay area that do help other people. And again, that's kind of the reason, just to be another resource, another kind of place that you can come and get some information and then take it back and, you know, live your life, take care of your loved ones safely, and avoid those injuries that don't need to happen, falls that do not need to happen.
Exactly.
Illnesses that don't need to happen just because people don't even know what the best way is to wash hands as they're taking care of their loved one who's sick. Mm-hmm. You know, just simple
things. Or hydration.
Things. Exactly.
Or, you know,
or hygiene.
Yes.
Yeah, there's just some really basic things. But if you don't, like I said, once again, if you don't know, you don't know. And I'll tell you, I can remember a couple of years ago, this woman came to my support group, and she came in and she just wept most of the group. She didn't say too much. Her husband had been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing which she said, and which everybody always says when they come to a support group, is this was not supposed to be my life. This was not the plan. And the second thing is what happened to my family and friends, because people don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And I said to her, can I send in the troops? And she looked at me like, what? Now, if I said to her, you can go to my website and find great resources, or here's a piece of paper with phone numbers, she's done.
Yeah.
She's done. She said, well, what does that mean? I said, well, can I have people that I think can help you call you? Oh, that would be good. That would be good. Mm-hmm. So she comes back like 2 months later. I didn't hear from her after that. And she came back like 2 months later and she came into the group and she said, I'm not crying anymore. And I was like, wow. And she was like, I hooked up with a home health care company. Mm-hmm. I got my documents in order. I got long-term health care insurance for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah. And she said, now every time I want to do something with my husband, my kids go, did you call Linda? I said, no, you don't need to do that. But just
well,
to be able to have that availability of people that I know and I trust that I know are going to take care of them, because my caregivers are vulnerable.
And
you've got enough going on.
Exactly. And we see that even to this morning, you know, at our morning meeting, talking about clients who have specific needs coming up, whether it's something around the house that's hazardous, not being taken care of, whether it's a safety issue, needing a particular piece of equipment, whatever it is. And so this is just a way to bring everybody together so those questions are all answered at once. Instead of the caregiver at home thinking, oh, I have a question on this day, now I have a question this day, and I have to make a long list. If they come in and it's all available to them at once and they walk away with the resource ready to go, that makes a huge difference. And, you know, that's our hope, is that people will see this as something that will help them and their loved ones. Mm-hmm. They'll call us before their loved one comes home from the hospital or rehab.
Yeah, we don't wait
prepared.
To the crisis.
No, and like I said, you know, Denise invested in this. We have a full life-weighted mannequin that we use to show people what it's like if you're working with somebody who's bedbound. You have to know if they're either resisting you or they don't have the mobility to assist, then you have to know what to do or you both will end up hurt.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
No.
And I want to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away, guys. We'll be right back.
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did. VoxLife realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, VoxLife is the answer. VoxLife has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my VoxLife socks on. And they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to voxlife.com/caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's voxlife.com/caregivers.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
You know what it means when you hear those horns? It's time to get your paper and pen because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you, right, Lynn?
I do.
Yes, you do.
On December 16th at 3 p.m., the matinee opera players will perform at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center. No tickets will be sold. It is by donation. There will be raffles, door prizes, complimentary snacks at intermission. For more information, call 727-204-4163.
I'm taking my dad.
You are?
Are you?
It's cool. I've gone to some of their performances before. It's great. They're going to have some ballerinas this year, I hear. And it's free.
Yeah.
You know, bring your family. Go there for a couple hours.
On January 22nd from 8:30 to 3 p.m. at St. Paul United Methodist Church in Largo is Senior Empowerment Day featuring author Bobby Lewis. To RSVP, call 800-211-4292.
And author Linda Burhans will be there, too, at 1 o'clock talking about finding a purpose for your loved ones. So come down and meet us.
I don't put you in everyone because then
enough
favoritism.
Is enough. Yeah, I know.
On January 24th, from 9:30 until noon at St. Francis Cabrini Church in Spring Hill is a dementia care seminar. Gary LeBlanc and our Linda Burhans
will be
the featured speakers. To reserve your seat, RSVP to United Way at 352-688-2026.
That's a great event, and Meridian Research will be doing memory screening there, too. I'm going to get it done, I decided.
Oh, I don't know if I'd want to.
I think I need to. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
You're a brave soul.
If you have an incontinence issue and cannot afford the supplies you need, you can call the helpline for Diapers for Dignity at 727-217-8111 or 1-800-963-5337.
Thank you. And you know, lots of times people, I think, just in the way you approach something or how you talk about something makes a big difference. So if somebody tells me as a senior that I need to wear diapers, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. But I've suggested this to some of my people in my support groups, and it seems to work out. We call them our confidence pants.
Yeah, I like it.
Because when you have them on, you can feel confident to go out and do whatever you want to do. So I think just think about your wording sometimes and how you say something to somebody. And think about maybe you got to stop for a minute and think about how it would sound if somebody was saying that to you. Because we don't realize that sometimes. And sometimes our words make all the difference in how our loved one feels and how our whole relationship is.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, Jane, tell our listeners where they can find you.
You can find me on womenwithpurposefl.org. That's our website. Or you can email me. And I'm going to give you my email, which is Morse, M-O-R-S-E, S-W-E-T-T, J, @gmail.com.
Okay, and all this information will be on the website also. And Christine, how can the caregivers find you?
Yes, if you're interested in anything, any help at all as a resource at the Caregiver Learning Center, you can call our office, 727-330-7844, or you can go on the website, www.learn.homecarenow.us. So learn.homecarenow.us. And if you have a topic, if you have something in particular that you're looking for and you don't see it on the calendar, or you have an individual need and you want that one-on-one, you can always email me as well. So you can email me at chamacher, that's C-H-A-M-A-C-H-E-R, @homecarenow.us.
Okay, like I said, that information will be on the website. And we talked, when we were off the air a few minutes ago, we talked about the lending library. Can you tell people about that?
Yes. So, again, I've been very fortunate in the time that I've been working in this field to meet people like you, Linda, who have written some wonderful books. And so we will have a library of resources so that if you're not able to go out and pick up the book right away, but you need information, you can come and borrow that from our office. And we'll let you see everything that's out there locally.
Yeah, because there's a lot of good information out there. There are a lot of great books out there.
On all different topics.
Yeah,
yes,
on all and on particular ones about Alzheimer's, depending on what your diagnosis is, particular ones about cancer, diabetes, you know, different issues that we need to take care of because it's not all the same.
Right.
But this is what I want you guys to do now. I want you to go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com and I want you to nominate a caregiver. Because we're having a big contest the month of December. The winner will be picked on December 29th. And what the winner will get is 8 hours of respite care, either from Maria's Adult Daycare, Arden Court, or Assisting Hands Home Care. So whatever works best for you. They'll also get a haircut from Nikki Rooney, a massage, a 60-minute Swedish massage donated by Palm Garden, wonderful radio, and a really nice radio.
Oh, it's a great radio. Yeah,
it's a really nice radio.
Mine was going off the other day.
What was that?
There's an alarm on it. When I was cleaning it, I had it.
It tells you don't clean.
I know.
Don't clean.
I see that here.
So we have a great radio. We have some gifts from McKee Markets. We have a gift certificate for dinner. We have some Mary Kay treats from Cindy Durant. We have a facial. So a whole bunch of really good stuff. And every person that is entered into the caregiver contest wins something, because you are all winners to us. Everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a different thing. And I can't tell you what it's like when a caregiver comes on the show and we give them these prizes, and they're like, oh my goodness, nobody's been nice to me in 2 years, you know, and nobody paid attention to me. Mm-hmm. Well, the other question is, do I have to do it all in one day? I'm like, no, this is not here to stress you.
Wouldn't that be fun, though?
Oh my goodness.
That would be stressful, though.
Yeah. But it's a wonderful thing, because even like with the respite care, they could do, like with assisting hands, they could break it up into 2 4-hour things. Mm-hmm. So one day you could go and get your massage and your facial, maybe go to lunch or whatever. Because caregivers, you know, I tell you all the time, if you don't take care of you, you can't take care of anybody else. And when you do take care of you, your entire caregiving experience is different. Your relationship with your loved one, because like I always say, your caregiving experience can be the most horrific experience of your life, or can be close to beautiful depending on how you handle it. And once again, I'm going to repeat, because we're in this holiday mode, we don't need 4,000 decorations. Because 4,000 decorations many times can be very disturbing to your loved one, very agitating, blinking lights, and all of a sudden, you know, because they're used to their routine, and all of a sudden there's like moving Santas by them and all sorts of things.
Visual noise.
Yeah, it's, what were you going to say, Chrissy?
Well, I was going to say, I want to take a cue from Women with Purpose. I think the biggest gift that we can give to our loved ones who are having a little trouble and not maybe doing the same things they used to do all the time is a sense of purpose. Mm-hmm. Find something that includes them.
Yeah.
That's the biggest gift of all.
Well, you know, I say all the time, many times, that something as simple as like cutting up a fruit salad, okay, mm-hmm. so I can do it in 20 minutes, it's going to take my mother an hour to do it, and who am I serving here? Mm-hmm. You know, my mom can be cutting that up in the kitchen, I could be doing something else, I don't have to be sitting right there at the table, but don't take away from your loved one everything that they can do, because then you all of a sudden you're like, oh, how come they're just sitting in the chair and nobody's talking to them, you know, because we've taken everything away from them. And I have one woman, I'm so proud of her, I spoke to her the other day. So her mom's 93, and her mom used to be a school teacher. So every Monday she gives her a piece of poster board, and she says, Mom, the kids are learning about flowers in school this week, so I need you to cut out all the flowers from this magazine and glue it onto the poster board for the teachers to use.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it takes her like a week to do it.
Yeah.
And then the next week it's vegetables, and the next week it's maybe it's flowers, you know, whatever. And then she actually started bringing it to the school.
Of course.
So some of the kids are sending like thank you notes and all that kind of, you know, so she feels like she has a purpose. And then the other woman I spoke about last week, this was another woman called me, and she said her mom used to be a seamstress. So she got a huge jar now with all different kinds of buttons in them. And then she got boxes like with all the compartments, so her mom sorts the buttons. But her mom says, oh, this looks like the little button on your pink dress that I made for you in your first Holy Communion. So there's like some conversation there too, and it's very repetitive, and she does the same thing week after week, but it works. So nobody wants to be sitting there by themselves. So I love you guys. I can't wait to go to New York. But you'll hear us on Saturday, and next week we'll have Becky Moultrie on the show. She'll be co-hosting for me since Lynn is going to Canada.
No, I'm not. I'm going to Boston.
Oh, Boston. That's right. I'm sorry.
That's where the smart people go.
And the smart people.
Yeah.
And Jean Loney will be coming on. She's a caregiver.
Oh, wonderful.
Talk about some of the challenges of caregivers. So remember, guys, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
And you need